Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Each year, volunteers from Alaska Business Development Center travel all around rural Alaska to file tax returns for people for free. This year, the COVID-19 pandemic has limited travel, but the volunteer tax preppers are still ready to file your tax returns for you. KYUK's Olivia Eberts talks to Ellen of ABDC and volunteer tax prepper Tisha Valentine.
Thanks, Gabby. Good morning, Ellen and Tisha. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'm the host of the show this morning, Olivia. Ellen is the volunteer coordinator at ABDC, and Tisha is a volunteer. She's volunteering to file your taxes this year for you for free. Ellen, can you tell me a little bit about who you are and what your role is at ABDC?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us on. So the Alaska Business Development Center, we are a nonprofit corporation, and we've been traveling around the state since 1996 to do taxes for free for people. We've actually been going out to Hooper Bay for 25 years now. And so this year with the COVID-19 pandemic, things are just looking a little different this year. We're not able to travel out to all the villages this year. And so, as you said, we are available. We're working from our Anchorage office through email, fax, or mail, and we're going to be preparing taxes remotely this year. It's still the same service. It's still all free. It's just going to look a little different this year.
Thank you. And so I assume you're calling from Anchorage, Ellen?
Yes.
And Tisha, how about you? Could you introduce yourself? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Olivia. Thanks for having us on. I am also calling from Anchorage right now.
So, Ellen, I'm wondering a little bit if you can you help everyone with their taxes here in the YQ Delta? Who can you help and who can't you help?
Yeah, we do have certain limits put on our program by the IRS. You know, they provide grants that allow us to provide the free tax preparation. We can do most people's taxes. There are just certain kinds of tax situations that we cannot handle, like mostly just really complicated things, like we cannot serve individuals who own rental property, if there are certain credits that we're not allowed to handle. But I encourage everyone, you know, living in the Bethel area, if you're interested, you know, in having your tax return for free, you know, give us a call, talk to us about your tax situation, and we can tell you whether we can help you out or not.
Great. And so that's all people have to do. They just give you a call, and you'll be able to let them know?
Yeah, that's it. We have a lot of people here answering the phone. You know, our number is 907-562-0335. And, yeah, we'll just talk about your tax situation, and we'll let you know what we can do.
Great. And I don't think the tax season opener is not quite upon us. Could you tell us when we can start filing our taxes this year?
Yes. So right now we are accepting tax returns in our office. We can get them ready to go off to the IRS, but you are right, the IRS is not accepting tax returns until February 12th this year. They've delayed it a couple weeks, most likely because of COVID. So we are still taking paperwork and getting everything ready, but we can't start sending things to the IRS until the 12th. And that applies, you know, to all tax preparation businesses, is we can't start until the 12th.
So I wonder, what about for people who maybe haven't filed their taxes before or haven't filed in a few years, if they're new to this whole thing or just rusty, can you still help them with that? Can you help them with last year's taxes and the year before?
Yeah, we can go back a lot of years. We can do prior year tax returns, and it's the same process as for current years. And then, yeah, people just need to send us their paperwork, and we can work on them pretty much as far back as, 2005. We can work on tax returns. The only thing I would want to mention is the IRS does not give out refunds for anything that is older than 3 years. So sometimes it's not worth filing those years because you wouldn't get a refund anyway.
Wow, not worth filing those years?
Yeah, well, if you don't have a filing requirement, and you're just filing to get a refund, but it might be a little too late to get some of those refunds if your tax return is an older one.
Okay, but I guess I didn't realize that we, who doesn't have a filing requirement? Is that just someone maybe who hasn't worked? Maybe didn't work 3 years ago?
Yeah, it is pretty complicated. There are lots of different income limits for income you had for working a job, but income that you received from a native corporation. Generally, if someone didn't work and didn't have any income other than the permanent fund dividend, generally, there is not a filing requirement with the IRS. It's still a good idea to file. You stay in compliance, and you are going to get a refund sometimes, and the IRS will reconcile your income. And also, I know that a lot of people do want to file their taxes anyway because it's useful for applying for housing assistance or if you want to get a mortgage and things like that.
Okay, so people can, I'm sure, give you a call and check in with prior year taxes and find out about their own filing requirements.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tisha, I'm wondering, you've volunteered for ABDC before. Can you tell me how long you've been volunteering with them?
Yeah, this will be my 7th year this year.
Wow. And what occupies your days the rest of the time?
Well, I work full-time, and I'm also a student, so I stay pretty busy.
Oh, my gosh. And you managed to find the time to just file tax returns every year for people for free?
Yeah, it's a great program. I really love it. So I take time off from work every year, and my supervisor's okay with that. They're pretty flexible. I really love the program and getting out, so it's worth it.
Nice. How much time do you have to take off each year to do this?
So I usually take a week off to do a week-long trip, and then also sometimes I take another day or two for a weekend trip or if they need help elsewhere.
Okay. So that means during that week it's just you traveling around surrounded by paperwork?
Exactly. Lots and lots of paperwork.
But I know it's a little different this year because in previous years you've gotten to travel around to the villages, I'm assuming not only in the YK Delta but in other parts of rural Alaska as well.
Yes, that's correct. I've gone up to Napaskiak and then also down to King Cove, so down in southeast also.
Can you give me some highlights from your travels in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta?
Oh, yeah. I have met so many wonderful people in the YK Delta. Traveled out to Tuksuk and to Nunik, also Shafornak. Done some fun snow machine trips, had some great food.
Any highlights of the food?
Oh, I've had some new food that I haven't experienced before. Let's see, a couple of years ago, I was able to, what all did we have? Some pickled moose nose was new for me.
Pickled moose nose?
Yeah.
Nice. I bet those snacks really help break up the paperwork filing.
100%. We loved it. It was a lot of fun.
And unfortunately, this year, you don't get to travel. So how will you be doing that this year, just camping out at home and surrounded by other snacks and probably not tickled moose nose and a stack of paperwork around you?
Probably not as many sun snacks, but yeah, I'll be camped out at home. I work from home right now, so I do have a few stacks of paperwork already, but yeah, I'll be ready at home. I have my home office set up all ready to go.
Okay. And I wonder if you could tell me, how did you find out about this program for the first time? What got you interested in, you know, using your free time to file other people's taxes for them?
So I had a friend who worked for ABDC when she was in college, and one year she was like, hey, we need you. I was like, okay. And she's like, we need you to travel out to Village to do taxes. Okay, I'm in.
That's awesome. And you obviously love it. You've stuck with it ever since.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of really great people who work for the program. The students that come up and help have a wonderful time, and everywhere we've gone, we've had so much fun and met so many wonderful people.
And Ellen, can you tell me a little bit more? You said that the program will be different this year. Is there anything specific that people should know on how, like maybe people who've used your services in the past, what should they do this year? Should they just be mailing you documents? How does that work?
Yes. So we did early in January for all of our prior clients, we did put out forms to fill out in the mail for everybody. We do have a couple forms that we have to have filled out for every single client that we're working with, and so we sent that out to all of our previous clients in advance. But I would just say if we haven't done your taxes before or you didn't receive the forms, I would say, you know, please just call us ahead of time. You know, we would like to send the forms out to you in advance, and then you can send them in with your tax documents. Because a lot of the time, you know, we'll get tax documents, and if we don't have a phone number for someone, it kind of halts our ability to be able to process them. So I encourage everyone who's interested, you know, please just call us. You know, we'll send the forms out. Mostly we're working through fax, email, and mail. You know, you can even take a picture and email us from your phone. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone to get us their documents and process them here in Anchorage.
Great. And I'm hoping that you could each take a moment to leave us with some parting advice on filing our 2020 taxes. I know things might be a little bit different this year with some folks on unemployment insurance, some folks wondering if their stimulus checks are taxable, things like that. Ellen, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I guess about the stimulus, any money that you've received is not taxable, so it's not going to go on your tax return. And I want to say if you did not receive the amount that you're eligible for, that can be applied for on your 2020 tax return as a credit. So it'll either increase your refund or reduce your amount due. So it makes it even more important to file your 2020 tax return on time.
Great. And Tisha, do you have some tax wisdom or advice for us this year?
Yeah, what I would say is just give us a call. A lot of the times in the village, we welcome everyone to come in, even if they just have questions. And that's still the same. If you have any questions about your taxes, just give us a call, and we'll see what we can do to help.
All right. Well, thank you so much to both of you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Olivia, so much for having us.
You have been listening to Ellen and Tisha from the Alaska Business Development Center, and I'm your host for today, Olivia Ebert. Thank you so much for tuning into Coffee at KYUK, and we will see you again tomorrow morning.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.